Shalom Aleichem for Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. We have a double Parsha. We'll be having Amir Tashem 6 Divrei Torah, 4 from Vayakel and 2 from Parshas Pekudei. Just on a high level, before we get into the Divrei Torah, Parshas Vayakel Pekudei is the execution of what we have been discussing. We had Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, Truma talking about the Tzivui, the obligation to build the Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mishkan. And then we had Tetzaveh talking about the Bigdei Kahuna, the garb, the clothing of the Kohanim. And now we have the actuality, the actual building of the Mishkan. That's Parshas Vayakel, and Pekudei is the Bigdei Kahuna and various other issues as well. We're going to start off towards the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Hei, talking about the various donations of Klal Yisrael to the Mishkan. Kol Nidiv Libo, anyone who is generous, Yivieha Es Chumas Hashem, should give donations to the Mishkan. So give the various materials that were necessary. So the Sfas Emes has a very beautiful explanation. Kol Nidiv Lev, you're talking about people who are generous. That's what you should bring. So he says, don't only bring the item that you're donating, but bring your generosity as well. So everyone who is generous, bring the generosity, that feeling, that emotion, that desire, that passion to donate, together with the actual item that you are donating. Alav lahashkias kol ritzono. What you should be giving is your entire desire, the entire generosity. That is what you are giving as well. Just a few psukim later, this is Dvar Torah number 2, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, a somewhat similar Pasuk. It says, V'kol chacham lev, anyone who has chachma, chol chacham lev, bachem yavo, v'yasu es kol asher tziva Hashem, anyone with chachma should come and give and build and participate to contribute together. So the Drash Va'ayun says as follows, that so many times we have thoughts, we want to do a mitzvah, but we don't do it with alacrity. We don't do it quickly with zrizus. We'll talk about it, we plan it, but by virtue of not doing it quickly, things get in the way. Things will prevent us from doing it, or second thoughts, or other things that can get in the way, third parties that can get in the way. And accordingly, it says, when you want to do a mitzvah, when you have a proper mitzvah to do, don't wait. Do it zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs. And that's why this pasuk says, v'chol chacham lev bachem, anyone with real chachma, anyone who truthfully is a chacham, and he desires to do a mitzvah, don't talk about it. Don't get too involved in planning. Planning is important, but it shouldn't be too elongated. Just what's necessary. And accordingly, yavo v'yasu, come and do it quickly. So again, v'chol chacham lebachem, anyone with chachma, yavo v'yasu, come and do that mitzvah. Don't tarry, but do it with alacrity. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. We are in Perek Lamed Hei, Semperek. Pasuk Chaf Beis, the contributions that were brought not only from the men, but the women as well. And in fact, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'yavo Anashim al Anashim, they look in the translation, it says the men came with the women, but the Malbim says something otherwise. It's not that the men came with the women, it's that the women were already there. By the time the men came and gave their contributions, the women had already made their contributions. The women had more zrizus, they had more alacrity than the men. So that was the minhag in that generation, that the women were more on their game than the men. They were more desirous of contributing. And in fact, that actually cuts both ways. When it came to the egel, it was the women who said, this is not the right time to give. And it was them that refused to give their donations, to give the gold that was contributed by the men for the sin of the golden calf. That's the egel, the chet egel. On the other hand, here that the women saw that this is a real opportunity, a proper opportunity for donations. That is when they acted with real alacrity, with real simcha. Now we're giving our donation, says the Malbim. And accordingly, Vayavo Anashim al Anashim, when the men came, the women were already there, having donated the best of their jewelries, the best of the material that they desired to donate. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4, and this is on the Pasuk Perek Lamed Hei. Pasuk Chav Zayin Chav Ches, a famous thing that it says the Nesiim, they gave the Avnei Shoham and the Avnei Miluim, and they were last in. We'll see the Chazal shortly. Rashi actually brings this. If we focus on Vehanesiim, it's spelled without a Yud, with Vehanesiam. Aleph, it should be spelled plural tense, Aleph, Yud, Mem, but it's spelled Aleph, Mem. There's a Yud missing between the Aleph and the Mem. Nasi is single tense, Nesiim is plural tense, but we are missing the Yud from the plural tense. So this is what Rashi brings. Kach Amru Nesiim. The Nesiim said as follows, Yisnadvu Tzibur, let the Tzibur, let everyone else donate whatever they are donating, and whatever is lacking, we will make up. And accordingly, Rashi continues, this is based on a Chazal, because they didn't have alacrity, because they dragged their feet at the beginning, that as a punishment, or somewhat of a punishment, or to represent this, their name, the Nesiim, is spelled lacking here. They lacked alacrity. Accordingly, when it says Nesiim here, it's spelled without a Yud. And the Avnei also asks an excellent question. So why specifically should it be the Yud that's lacking? You could have skipped another letter, but why specifically the Yud to represent that they did not have alacrity? And he answers beautifully. He says, what does the Yud represent? The Yud represents the going from a Yachid to a Tzibur. Nasi would be single tense, and Nesiim with the Yud at the end would be plural tense. And that indeed was what the Nesiim were lacking. They were lacking that connection to the Tzibur. They said, let the entire Tzibur, let everyone else, the congregation, donate. We'll sit this out. We'll be in the minority. We'll be the Yechidim, the individuals. We'll sit this out and not participate with everyone else. And accordingly, this is what it's representing, the Yud. The Yud that represents the Minyan, the Tzibur. The Yud that represents going from the single tense to the plural tense, because that's what you need. You need the Yud at the end to make it into the plural tense, that is what they were lacking. And that is what is symbolized. Lack of the Yud, they represent that connection, that affinity, and the participation together with the Tzibur. The Yud, the Minyan, the congregation, the community was lacking. We are now moving forward to Parshas Pekudei Dvar Torah number 5. We are in Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vateichal Kol Avodas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was built, Mishkal Olo Moed, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael, Kachol Asher Tziv Hashem, as Moshe and Klal Yisrael did exactly. They did it as was commanded by Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. The execution was spectacular. So the Imre Shever says something very interesting here. It makes a drasha, it's not the pshat and the pasuk, but he makes a drasha as follows, that as long as Klal Yisrael was involved in the Avodas HaMishkan, they were not involved in other mitzvahs. The Mishkan was their focus. In fact, we have a concept, Ha'osek B'mitzvah, Potter min a mitzvah, that if somebody is involved in one mitzvah, he is absolved from another mitzvah that comes by him to do. In fact, a number of Rishonim say not only are you absolved that you don't have to do the second mitzvah, that you're not allowed to do the second mitzvah. You're doing the first mitzvah, you're involved in the first mitzvah, you're prohibited from doing a second mitzvah. Accordingly, the Imre Shefer says that Klal Yisrael, until the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan was complete, they did not get involved in other mitzvahs because they focused. And it was only with the completion, Vatechal Kol Avodos Mishkan Olam Moed, only with the completion, the full building of the Mishkan, it was done, did they have the opportunity at that point to turn to other mitzvahs, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael Kachol Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Klal Yisrael did Kachol, everything else that they were obligated to do. So that's the drasha that he brings on the pasuk of Vatechal Kol Avodos. It's only with the completion of the Mishkan that Klal Yisrael were able to turn Kechol Asher Tziv Hashem, because they were no longer Osek B'mitzvah, they were no longer involved in the building of Mishkan. Then they were didn't have something preventing them from being involved in all of the other mitzvahs. Now I think we can extrapolate from this an important lesson. The concept of focusing on what's in front of you. Osek b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. You have something important in front of you to do. Don't get sidetracked. Don't multitask. Don't juggle too many balls. But focus on what you need to do right then. Get it done. And then at that point, there are other things that are priorities as well, and move on to them. As I heard the concept, it's not a matter of everything prioritizing, but sometimes we need to deprioritize things that are important, but we have to focus on one thing in front of us and deprioritize the other things. And when you finish the first thing, that is when you can go and reprioritize something that was deprioritized. Obviously, an important skill, knowing what to prioritize and what to deprioritize in our lives. And now we're moving forward to the last of our Torah, number 6. It's Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayiba Chodesh Arishon. He was on the first Chodesh, Bashan HaSheinish, in the second year, Be'achal Chodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. Now the Mishkan was put up. It was built, it was established, and it says, Vayakem Moshe Es HaMishkan. Moshe built the Mishkan. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim tells us as follows, that shuls and bate medrash, or bate kinesios, or bate midrashos, or we daven, where we learn, that is mitzvah that purifies Klal Yisrael like a mikvah. It's actually based on a pasuk. Just when somebody who has a form of tumah goes into the mikvah, that is mitzvah that purifies the person. So too, going to shul, going to the base medrash, davening and learning is something that is mitzvah, purifies us as well. And that indeed we could say is based on this pasuk that it says Hukam HaMishkan. The letters Hukam are the same letters as mikvah. Hukam and mikvah, same letters. Mikvah, mem, kufav, hey. Hukam also has a mem, kufav, hey, in a different order. And this is a remez, this is a hint that the Hakamas HaMishkan, establishing, building that Mishkan, was a tahara, was indeed something that purified Klal Yisrael. So too nowadays, we don't have the Mishkan, we don't have the base of Mikdash, we do have a mikvah for certain types of tumah, but we also have, never forget the shuls and the batei medrash. When we go and learn, and we go and daven, that acts like a tahara of the Mishkan. Hukam Mishkan, that was established at that time as the mikvah. Now we have our mikvahs as well, going to shul, going to the base medrash, davening and learning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.